public access. One of the things that comes up also is views.
Yep.
Views, yes.
So, views. Anything under views? Access to views? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's... Remember, there's
people want to
view protection.
Yeah. Yeah. View shed protection.
They want to see the harbor?
They want to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this is land-related as much as anything. There is a plan on the board for the Tilson Avenue redevelopment. And one of the things that includes in that whole area is changing some of the layouts of the road so that there are better views of the water and so that those are maintained. So that's being taken into account, whether it's being approved or not, is a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But it is something that we have to be continually mindful of, because when we talk about public access, I'll get on a high horse for a second, public access is not just the ability to get to the water, it's the ability to see the water.
Absolutely.
And it's also, the public access works both ways. People have to be able to access the land from the water.
Yep.
So that's yet the that brings in the cruise ship thing, is what does public access from the water mean?
That's a good subject area to add.
So let me make sure I understand
that.
You
could call it scenic impacts.
So in terms of right now, there's nothing that prevents somebody from blocking view of water. If somebody wanted to build, they could. So it's right now, it's just in a position of it's a good idea
there are
to
two
encourage.
Things. Yeah, there are two things that keep people from building to block the view. One is our shoreside, our land zone, you know, which talks about how high a building can be, or you know, that kind of stuff, the percentage that it uses up a piece of property, that, you know, that concrete kind of stuff. There's also the state. If they're building a project that goes into the water, a few years ago when the Samoset wanted to build that dock that was parallel to the breakwater, the DEP turned it down because it got in the way of the view corridor from the people who wanted to be able to see the breakwater.
So still, we're dependent on something like DEP.
Yes, we don't have it.
We don't have our own.
Right. Yeah.
So one thing that might help, because you've got a really tight agenda tonight, and we've got to get to the cruise ship survey because of the time constraint. Mm-hmm. Maybe we get the subject areas up for now and then discuss the kind of whys and the pros and cons and how to address each subject area.
Yes.
At a future meeting.
Yeah, I don't think we need a debate, you know.
Right.
Like, as I said at the beginning, you know, let's spend some time. I think we have a couple more minutes just to get the brainstorm list out, and then we'll dive in. We could spend an entire meeting talking about permitting. And I've done a lot of them, so... It'll be an interesting conversation.
One area that I'd like to see us begin to address, or at least put a plan in place for others to address after we disband, is aquaculture business in the harbor, and how it is affected by what's happening on the shore. Well, the worst case scenario would be if somebody wanted to do something over off of Mechanic Street a few years ago, you know, they would think twice about what happened on the shore and how it affected the water.
So. Yep. That sort of, again, ties into a bunch of the other topics that we mentioned.
Another thing that we discussed at the last meeting was confronting the issue of sea level rise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know the town of Vinylhaven has been doing quite some work on this.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yep.
They're looking at the ferry terminal, all sorts
yes.
of things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What we sort of touched on here was municipal channel. It's as opposed to the federal channel, because that's been under some pressure for change.
Okay. I think you pointed that out to me, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So nobody's mentioning cruise ships, but...
Yeah,
you said not to enter the big one.
Yeah, that certainly is something
we want to...
Oh, cruise ships.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And raise access from the water for cruise ships and transient yachts and so forth.
Maybe in conjunction with municipal channel, the general layout of the mooring field.
Yep. Well, and I think that's even bigger than that. It's what's our view of the harbor in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And bringing in your diversity of uses, is how do you design? Is it something we need to design, or is it something that keeps evolving? If you look at some of the earlier plans, they have maps of where they thought that mooring fields should go. Following up on what you have to do is the Coast Guard has, as does Army Corps of Engineers, designates anchorage areas.
Yep.
Do we want to pursue anchorage areas? And that's where we put moorings, that's where we put, you know, that's a big part of what the planning for the future of the harbor is.
Yep.
It may include that channel, or it may include moving that channel, or whatever it is. Does that make, you know, those kinds of things, do they make the most sense?